This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to this. This is something you're going to take with you throughout the day. First, I want you to hear Ben talking about his bell cow, if you will, his primary running back, James Conner. Here's Ben on Conner.
He's the running back that we all in this locker room and in this building believed in and knew that he could do this and never doubted him. And so we're just excited for the way that he's playing the game right now.
Okay, how did he get there? Why is he doing this, Ben?
He took a lot of pride this offseason in getting himself in the best shape he could possibly get himself in. Looks really good. Spent a lot of time at the Ben Roethlisberger footwork camp. Just really improving on his footwork.
Naturally, Ben had a lot to do with it. But three times out of five, and he was dinged up in the first game, but three times out of five, he's had 100-yard games. 106 against Denver, 109 against Houston, 101 against Cleveland. There's Conner, and he's doing big things. He's also on a contract that's expiring. This sounds crazy. Crazy if you revert back to, say, September 13th or so on the eve of the season. Is there a way James Conner is playing himself into a new contract? Again, it sounds crazy, but, and I'm not talking about a break-the-bank contract, but I'm talking about when you look around and you think about things, you know, isn't the one that you know better than the one that you don't know, or however the damn saying goes?
Yeah, the devil you know. So it's not even just September 13th on the eve of the season, Colin. For me, it's September 15th, the morning after that first game when – I swear to God, I saw Benny Snell snatch James Conner's job right out of his back pocket while James Conner was standing on the sideline and Benny Snell was racking up 100 yards. And I'm guilty of jumping to that conclusion. But now here we are 6 weeks later, and do we know anything more about Benny Snell and or Anthony McFarland, the guys who would be the replacement or replacements if James Conner is not here next year? And I don't know either. It's much like the Mason Rudolph, Ben Roethlisberger.
I know if Conner keeps on this path, don't we have to do something here, Chris?
You have to consider keeping him, and I don't know how you do that. I know they are going to clear a bunch of cap space, presumably, when Bud Dupree moves on in free agency this year, because I don't foresee him sticking around unless they tag him a second time and spend even more money on him. But then you create an even bigger cap crunch as far as issues like Juju sticking around is concerned. We talked about earlier James Conner sticking around. You start to run into issues if it's an extension for Bud Dupree about keeping T.J. Watt, and you've got Ben Roethlisberger's huge cap hit next year, which maybe if he decides he wants to play beyond next year, gets you an extension and maybe reduces that cap. There's so many moving pieces, but when we bring it back to center and to the idea of what's your backfield look like going into 2021, I liken it to the situation we have with Roethlisberger and Rudolph right now, in that we don't want Rudolph to get any reps. We don't, because that means more than likely Ben Roethlisberger is hurt, unless it's a situation where you've got 10 minutes left in the game and the other team is waving the white flag like this past weekend. So how do we further assess Benny Snell and or Anthony McFarland and find out if either one or the two combined can take over the backfield in James Conner's absence? You don't want to see Conner get dinged up and have to leave games and not be able to play, because when he's at his healthiest, he is at his best, as we've seen over the past 5 weeks.
I'm reading
but
this right.
You've got to find out.
He's a UFA.
You've got to find out.
I mean, he's wide open after this year.
Right. And the Steelers don't negotiate contracts during the season, right? So you've got to decide if you're the Steelers. Once this guy hits the market, if he plays anything over the next 11 games like he has over weeks, you know, 2 through 6, you've got to figure out, are you willing to go to the table and offer him enough that he doesn't want to test the market? And I don't know if the Steelers cap-wise will be in a position to do that. Even if you wipe Bud's number off the cap, maybe that gives you the flexibility to do it. But again, Juju's a UFA as well. So how do you play these situations when Juju's not putting up big numbers? Maybe that makes it more reasonable that you can bring him back at a like I said, a reasonable deal.
And this is what Ben is going to be the rest of his career, right?
Right, right. And again, you know, the biggest hitch in the entire cap next year is not even bringing back Bud Dupree, if you should decide to do that, whether it's on a one-year franchise, big number there, or a contract extension, but it's, would Ben want to extend his deal beyond next season, before next season starts, in effect reducing that $40 million cap hit and giving you more wiggle room?
Well, how about Ben? And I don't want to put I don't like putting my hand in other people's pocket. It's Ben's money. Ben can do what he wants. But if Ben doesn't want to just give lip service, and if he wants to tell me all about how much he values James Conner and James Conner picking up the blitz and how good James Conner is running the football and going to the Ben Roethlisberger School of Fancy Footwork or whatever it is that Ben was talking about, if he loves him so much, then that's what he'll do contract wise, and he'll go to Mr. Rooney and say, "Let's keep this running back around."
But here's the thing. We don't even have to put our hands in Ben's pocket and take the money out of his pocket. What we can, in effect, do is give him the money and say, hey, here's your signing bonus. Sign a two-year extension for 22 and 23 so that we can spread the cap hit out over those 3 years and not have to worry about a $40 million cap hit alone in 2021.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.